This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has filed a lawsuit seeking to ban the government from conducting criminal proceedings against her. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Much of the lawsuit centers on the charges that Peters illegally tampered with Mesa County's voting equipment months after the 2020 election in search of voter fraud. Peters alleges that everything she did was within her legal authority and that the government is retaliating against her for exercising her constitutional rights. Her trial on 10 state charges is slated to begin next year, and federal authorities have acknowledged they're investigating her as well. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators disagreed on a short-term spending bill that will keep the government running a little longer. Senator John Hickenlooper voted for it, and while he said he's glad they figured out a way to keep running until early next year.
That's not sufficient. I mean, we have commitments that we've made to support Ukraine, to support Israel. We've got to be able to fulfill those commitments.
Colorado's Michael Bennett voted against the spending bill. The Tabor Opera House in Leadville is getting some long-awaited repairs. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The nearly 150-year-old opera house in Leadville was in danger of demolition due to disrepair just a few years ago. But managers say a new $500,000 preservation grant from the state will help complete restoration of its arched windows and street-level entryway. And managers say repairs to its facade will be complete in 2025. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.